not myself. No, never. When I was in Afghanistan, other people in the country did. And there are certain people that couldn't actually go out on election day. But I've never had any problems.
Does it concern you possibly when you go out?
No. For some reason, I'm not concerned. But the second place I went was to Sarajevo during the war in 1994. And there were dangerous conditions there for sure. And I was there for 6 months as a human rights advocate. But for some reason, I've never been afraid.
What connects all of these different votes or different actions that you've observed? What connects them? What's a common thread between them?
One common thread, especially in countries that haven't had a lot of elections before, is the excitement and the interest of people in actually voting for the first time, or not having voted for a while, or actually in some cases having a choice among the people they're voting for. So, and the interest of the people who are voting and their real enthusiasm for voting and their friendliness, very friendly. The people at the polling stations who are running the polling stations, they have the same as we do, a group of people sitting at a table taking ID and giving instructions, are very friendly, very helpful for the most part. Sometimes, especially, say, in Bosnia, where they've been voting for several years now, you do get more cynical people. But I think that the thing is the friendliness of the people and the enthusiasm of the people for voting. That's one thing that you observe almost every time.
Something that maybe we take for granted here in America, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not universal. It doesn't always happen. Sometimes people become cynical about it, but people get dressed up. Sometimes it's often on a Sunday. People get dressed up, and it's a social occasion. In Afghanistan and in Pakistan, women and men vote at different polling stations. They can't vote at the same place. And in Afghanistan, the women go in their burqas, their blue burqas. I had to go into the polling station alone because my partner was a man. And I went in, and inside the polling station, the women had thrown off their burqas, and they were sitting around talking and chatting. It was a real social hour for them.
Egypt's referendum, this is a very important issue that they're dealing with. Do you expect the interest to be extremely high, I guess, in this particular referendum?
I think so. I've never done a referendum before. It's always been for elected office, so this is something new for me. I think interest will be high. There's some groups that are opposing the referendum, so they may boycott it. I don't know. I have absolutely no understanding about whether that's going to happen. I haven't heard that. But I do think it'll be, I hope it'll be high.
And maybe even the simplest and most obvious question is, can you explain why observers need to take place in some of these elections when, I guess, maybe a lot of people in the United States are not necessarily used to seeing maybe that level of attention from the outside world?
Especially in some of these developing democracies, or again places where they haven't had a lot of elections, sort of people, they don't know what the polling stations, who's going to show up and who's not going to show up, and it's important just to help keep the process free and fair. And that doesn't always work. I mean, there have been some elections where their countries have been highly criticized. And in addition to short-term observers, they have long-term observers, which I've also done, where you go for several weeks ahead of time and you observe the whole campaign process, and to make sure that the campaign process is fair and that the government or one side is not taking advantage. There's no intimidation or corruption involved. So we do that for a few weeks before the actual election day. So the whole process, the long-term observers and the short-term observers, in the end a report comes out saying whether the country ran elections that were free and fair and open, or whether there were certain problems of intimidation, corruption, bribery, that type of thing.